that music can mean only one thing. The circus is coming to town. The Kelly Miller Circus will be at the Sheffield Lake Shoreway Shopping Center on Lake Road coming up Saturday, August 1st. It's coming to town thanks to the Knights of Columbus, Father Reagan Council, and we have with us Fred Metz and also
John Pabin.
John Pabin.
Past Grand Knight.
I had a scratch on my nose. I was itching here at the moment. Maybe that's... past Grand Knight, Grand Knight. So there was a special outfit you probably wore related to that, right?
No, not really.
No, nothing like that?
Only when he's brought into office. But, Bruce, it's hard to believe this is our fifth year that we are going to be having the Kelly Miller Circus in the Avon Lake, Sheffield Lake area. So the Kelly Miller Circus. John wants to tell us a few things about what the Kelly Miller Circus is and what we do with the money that we collect from the Kelly Miller Circus.
It's coming up on the August 1st, two shows that you have on that.
So yes, Bruce, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. This, as Fred says, this is our fifth annual Kelly Miller Circus. This year it's at Sheffield Lake at the Shorewood Shopping Center on 4100 Lake Road. There'll be two shows on August 1st, Saturday, one at 2 o'clock and the other one at 5 p.m. Their advanced ticket sales are available. We have 10 retail outlets that are selling advanced tickets. It's $6 per child and $12 per adult.
And this is before the show. Now, on show day, they do charge more, don't they, John?
Yes, they do. It'll be $8 a child and $16 an adult. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so obviously the best thing to do is get them in advance to save the money or get more people to.
And one way to get them, besides these 10 outlets that we have, if you go online to KellyMillerCircus.com, they do have ticket sales online. So you could have your ticket before you even come to the show through KellyMiller.com.
Right. I'm looking at all these places that are available. Apples right at the Shoreway Shopping Center, the location that you'll have for that, at Bobolink Golf Course, Cobos Insurance Center, Driftwood Cafe, the Fenix Frozen Custard. I haven't stopped by there yet this year. I got to make my way over to there on Center Road in Avon. Larry's Avon Lake Liquor and Carryout, the One Stop Beverage, Stewart Appliance, St. Joseph Church, Whistler's in Avon as well. And as well, too, if they know a member who's of the Father Reagan Council, the Knights of Columbus, right?
You probably all they have to do is ask a member, and that member can get tickets for them. Once again, it's a great deal, $12 for adults. I believe that the council gets how much of that money then, John?
25%.
We get 25% of that money for charitable distribution. Now, what are some of the charities that we use that money for?
The proceeds from this fundraiser, which has been a very good fundraiser for us the last four years, used for high school and college scholarship programs, community youth activities, Coach for Kids program, our annual senior citizens dinner that we have in November, and the meals for the homeless in Lorain County. These are some of the major charities where the money, the proceeds are used for.
What was it that made you decide to become one of the Knights?
I became a Grand Knight because I liked the fraternity of the people that are involved in the Grand Knights. It's an organization of Catholic men, and its main thing is charity. We do a lot of fundraisers, and we redistribute money to people that need it.
And this, of course, is one of your big fundraisers, I would assume, throughout the
year. This is one of our bigger fundraisers. We have other fundraisers throughout the year. We have our annual clam bake, our turkey.
We have the wine tasting event.
Yeah, and the...
Sounds like you're listening to just a food menu here. A lot of eating going on related to...
Oh, there's a lot of guys that like to eat over there. That is true.
This is true.
But Saturday, August 1st, not too far away, at the Sheffield Lake Shoreway Shopping Center. Tell us, the Kelly Miller Circus, I've been there a couple of times. It's a one-ring circus, right?
It's just a tent. If you wanted to, on August the 1st, you could go over, I'm going to say, 7:30 in the morning. And they will be setting up the tent in the Shoreway Shopping Center parking lot. Now, before, they used to use elephants to set up the tents, but what they've done is they've actually retire the two elephants that they had, or the elephants that they had, and they've got some new elephants that I guess they're just not quite used to setting up the tents yet. But they are going to be using deer. But that's John Deere. John Deere tractors to set up the tents. So what happens here is that you can watch the tents being set up. They do have activities before the circus begins. There's concessions. There's elephant rides. There's pony rides. There's camel rides. I know they have llamas. They have zebras. In fact, last Friday, I was with the clown. And we sort of advertise the circus to different youth groups.
Now, what is that like, hanging out with the clown?
I will tell you what. I would like to personally thank Cece's Pizzeria for the free buffet that they gave the clown when we came in. That was unexpected. And once again, that was Cece's in Avon.
Nice. I see. I guess if you dress like a clown, people probably think, give that guy whatever he wants, maybe.
Everybody in the place was looking at him. Children were pointing fingers at him, but he just sat there and took it like a clown.
Oh, wow, that's great. But you obviously, they have the clown. They're like the advanced team that they come out to.
There was one clown. His name was Marvello, and he just entertained the children, I'm going to say, for about 30 minutes. And they just ate it up. I'm telling you, it was amazing to watch how he gets these children involved.
We're talking this morning with Fred Metz and also
John.
What happened to Vic?
Vic
used to be here every year.
And you know what? Vic just decided he couldn't make it this year. But I am proud to have John here because past Grand Night John has taken the ball and he has run with this activity as far as getting the circus and keeping it coming back. We were in a little bit of a quandary this year.
Right.
Because the place where we had the circus the last 2 years, we were not going to be allowed to have it there again.
You were at the Behind the Village School in Avon.
Behind the Village School in Avon. Well, what happens is that we had no place for the circus. And then somebody in the council came up with an idea, let's try to go over to Shoreway Shopping Center. And what happens is that Shoreway Shopping Center, like past Grand Night John said, is owned by the
City of Sheffield Lake, are the proprietors of that property. And Mayor Dennis Bring was very, and his staff, Tammy Smith and Pat Hastings, were excited to work with us and to get this going. They feel that it's going to bring a lot of business into the area.
Right. Well, you're right on Lake Road, so you got, you know, Lorraine to the one side and the Avon Lake area to the other side.
We've got the West Lake area, Bay Village. I mean, we're not just limited this to Avon Lake.
Sure.
This is North Ridgeville, Elyria. Anybody that wants to come is welcome to come to the circus because the circus is for boys and girls of
all ages.
Very good, Bruce.
Yeah. I could double as the ringmaster there as well. Though those guys and the gals do a wonderful job, and it's interesting too. You'll notice from the past times, you'll see somebody do acrobats and maybe balancing act, and the next thing you know, they're like walking the aisle next to you selling cotton candy or something like that. So they kind of, like many of us these days, wear multiple hats.
Those performers have many jobs in that circus, that is for sure.
Right. And
they're a nice crew. I've talked to them before, and they do what they can. Now, if you say, I've been to that circus before, I don't want to really see the same acts. Believe me, they change their acts every year. Right. So you are not going to see the same show that you saw last year. The circus is constantly changing.
Absolutely. And of course the clowns, you talked about the clowns. Those guys are hilarious. And they kind of work in between the acts as they set up the next act. That's kind of their job, to kind of keep everything going. But it's just a fun experience. Again, the Kelly Miller Circus, it'll be Saturday, August 1st, Sheffield Lake Shoreway Shopping Center. And you've been nice enough to give us some tickets that we'll be giving away in the next couple of days or so.
Some tickets. Actually, there are two adult tickets and three children tickets for a value of $42 per pack. So if you say, well, is it really worth it? If you don't want the $42 worth of tickets, then we'll give it to somebody else.
Somebody else will want it. Again, John Pabin and Fred Metz, thank you for coming in.
Let John have say a few words at the end there, if you don't mind.
I just look forward to seeing everybody at the circus, and hope you have a good time on August 1st.
Everybody always has a good time when they come to the circus, and we appreciate both of you coming up this morning.